Eloquent.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two people are dead, say officials, after firefighters were ambushed by a gunman or multiple gunmen while responding to a brush fire in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. An ongoing situation, Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We are prepared to neutralize this suspect who is currently actively shooting at public safety personnel.
The FBI assisting local and state law enforcement. The two people killed are believed to be firefighting personnel. After a 16-hour reading of the legislation, Senate debate has begun on the for 5 hours now on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill Act. President Trump wants his mega bill of cuts and breaks to be on his desk by July 4th. One woman dead, two others in the hospital after three homes caught fire and exploded in Philadelphia early this morning. The fire marshal investigating how that fire started. One of the victims is in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. This is ABC News. Russia launching one of its biggest attacks on Ukraine. Air raid sirens alerted across the country for hours overnight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying Russia fired 477 drones and 60 missiles across Ukraine. The country's Air Force posting that most were downed by air defenses, but several residential buildings were hit. In Poland, which borders Ukraine to the west, NATO forces scrambling fighter jets. Armed Forces Operational Command posting that was done to ensure security in areas bordering those threatened by the Russian strikes. Well, are we making healthier food choices these days? The CDC has new data showing young people are eating less fast food. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says another study found adults are doing the same.
We're seeing similar reductions in the amount of fast food that many are eating. And this is also including restaurant-grade fast food as well as pizza. And it's shifting toward more nutritious home-cooked meals.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Oh yeah, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio. It is Saturday night. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Jane.
Hello.
And Chloe.
Hello.
And we are about to go into some live music. Live music. Woo-hoo. From the Mad City on Mag Sync Radio. M-Shays is an indie pop project based in Madison, Wisconsin, fronted by singer-songwriter, keyboardist, recording engineer Meggie Shays. She is the winner of two Madison Area Music Association awards right here this year, 2025, and M-Shays has found her own way in the Madison music scene and continues to rise. Here in the studio to perform for us tonight is Meggie Shays, and she's here with Tori Neals.
Woohoo! And they
Meggie,
look beautiful.
Tori, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Thank you so much.
Meggie, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what got you started in music?
Well, Rocker, I've always loved music. I started playing piano when I was a little kid. And
how young?
Second grade, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever age that is. Yeah, took classical music and then started writing tunes later, like in high school, picked up a guitar, gravitated back towards the piano, and went to architecture school and did that for a while and then felt the call of music.
Architecture school, that's
architecture
pretty crazy.
School.
Wow.
You're so cool. It's like unreal.
Well, so you liked architecture and then you didn't like architecture? How did that work?
I liked it. Yeah, I still like it. It's one of those things that it's got to be, you got to really love it to do it for your whole life, you know? And there was like a bunch of people that I met in college that were architecture people slash musicians too. And they had like told me stories of going out on the road and doing it. And I was always intrigued by that.
Can you do architecture from the road?
That's a great question. I don't know. Probably somebody does. Yeah.
Well, what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing? I mean, did they throw you in piano lessons? Or did you go for that yourself?
They did, yeah. And Tori and I were talking about this a little bit too earlier, how it's kind of like a muscle that you have to work through a certain amount of pain when you want to be good at anything. So I was forced to do it. I was a pretty, like, rebellious child in some ways. Like, they tried to give me braces, and I literally ripped them out of my mouth.
Oh, no!
They had to, like, bring me back in there and made me promise I wouldn't do that again. It wasn't braces. It was like something that
it was
helps
a built-in retainer, probably like cemented to your teeth. Yeah.
Wow.
But the piano lessons, I accepted it as I had a teacher when I lived in Tennessee. His name was Bill Kelly, and he was like so good at piano, and I was just so inspired that it just like inspired me to work really hard.
Now you have your family. Your brothers, right? Siblings, they're in a band.
Do you know that her brother was my first drummer?
I did not know that.
8 years ago.
Learning stuff.
Yeah, Elliot was my first, like, drummed with me. A lot of my first album, he, like, helped me kind of maneuver a little bit on the,
small world.
Noah and Elliot Gilfillan, yeah.
Elliot and Noah, what role did they play? Did they have some, like, great records where you guys were all growing up playing music? Tell me about growing up with a bunch of musicians in your own family.
Yeah, Elliot was the first one that really started getting into music, and he would play the guitar. And me and Noah would have to come up with songs on the spot, and then we would record them with our VHS recorder. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was a whole news organization in the Gilfillan household called News Channel 5.
Oh, that is hilarious. Well, let's get right to some live music from the Mad City with Meggie Shays, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight, it's called Taste. Is this song about the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat?
Are we on the wonderful world of sports? What is this?
Yeah, it's about both. Heck. Yeah, it's about coping mechanisms and getting the taste of something, whether that's victory or maybe something that's bad for you that you want to keep doing. Like, you know, all the things that I'll sing about probably.
Let's nice. Hear it.
Well, let's hear it. This is Taste. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live from the Mad City. This is Meggie Shays.
Thank you. destiny. It flows through me.
Very cool.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Maggie Shays right here live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Maggie, you brought a singer with you, and her name is
Tori Neals.
Tori Neals. Tori, we want to find out.
Come around here, Tori.
We want to find out who
jogging.
You are.
I'm She's running. Jogging.
Sorry. Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your backstory?
Well, I mean, I've been doing music since I was a little kid. I grew up in a musical household, stuff like that.
Here in Madison?
No, actually. I moved around a lot when I was a kid. I was a Navy brat, so I grew up in Florida, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. And my mom always had music on when we were doing homework and stuff. Uh-huh. So classical music, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know. I got mostly inspired to want to do music as an adult through my high school teachers, actually, because I was in choir most of my life. So I chose to get into audio production. That's what I did in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that where you got a degree in?
Yes.
Wow.
Media and production from Edgewood College.
Oh, very cool. Wow.
And I now work at Audio for the Arts with Maggie, and that's how we met, and here I am.
Wow, that is pretty cool. What a great story.
Yeah, we work with brother Noah, too.
Well, I'm just seeing all of these crazy connections. How did you come? So you met, that's how you came to sing with Maggie, was meeting her at Audio for the Arts.
Yes, yeah, she, I don't know. I mean, what did you see in me, I guess?
She's like, do you want to sing with me? Please remember, you are on live radio. Everything's a legend.
I don't know, Tori. You're this shining ball of beauty. Oh. What can I say?
Inside and out. We can vouch for that for sure here.
Thank you.
Wow. Very cool. Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Maggie, 2025, that was a big year for you. You were nominated for 5 awards and won 2 of them. Singer, songwriter, performer, and pianist of the year. Now, that's a shout out to all the parents who wondered if they were crazy for putting their kids through piano lessons.
Yeah.
Tell us about winning those awards, and what did your parents say when they found out you won for pianist of the year?
They were just about as excited and surprised as I was. No, they were really proud. They were there in the front row.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, at Wood Music Hall, and it was such a great time. Yeah, such an honor. I'm just, like, really thrilled to have won the awards, and they're so cool, and, like, the plaques.
It's very cool.
They were very nice, and that's nice. You won 2 awards, but you were up for 5. I think you were up against your brother,
really?
Maybe, for one?
Oh, yeah, for
Noah Gilfillan. He won Mama Award for Recording Engineer, but it was kept in the family.
What does that mean?
It means at least one of you won.
Right, yeah.
In that category.
Right.
And Audrey Martinovich, she won Producer of the Year. And that's somebody that you work with, too. So there's so many connections here. In your other musical life, you are a recording engineer and live mixing engineer. I know I've seen you work at the Burr Oak. Tell me about your life on the production side of the music industry.
Really, really cool, wonderful world that I sort of entered with a blazing curiosity and, you know, learned a lot on the go. And it's really nice to be able to know where artists are coming from and make the sound good live. It's really fulfilling.
What is your role at Audio for the Arts? Recording engineer?
Recording engineer and accountant, office manager.
So, a few different hats there.
Yeah.
Nice. And where did you learn to record?
Where did I learn that? What a great question. Well, I've had a lot of friends that have shown me things, and when we started making this album, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point, kind of just learning a lot on the go. And I started out at Audio for the Arts as the office manager, and just kind of little by little worked my way into the studio, started doing audiobooks and kind of learning the ropes, and got into music from there.
What have you worked at any other studios, or pretty much Audio for the Arts?
Pretty much just Audio for the Arts.
What bands have you recorded? Any bands that we might know of?
Any bands? Oh, man. Haven't really worked at my resume for a while.
We like to ask those deep questions, you know?
Yeah. I just ran sound for Iris Dement last week.
Oh, really?
At the Garver Sessions. Yeah, she was a blast.
Oh, how did that Garver Sessions go?
It went really well, I think. The sound inside gets a little bit, you know,
that's a big
ricocheting
room.
Around.
Yeah. But you just eat pizza, it helps with it.
Yes, copious amounts of Ian's.
Tell us about Audio for the Arts. I mean, Audrey works there, Noah works there.
I got married
Tori
there.
Tori works there. You got married there?
I did.
Chloe did.
Oh, Chloe.
I got engaged and married there.
And even my old boss recorded music there.
Wow.
And I recorded my last EP there. And I love them. I will praise them forever.
Tell us about Buzz and Audio for the Arts.
Oh, Buzz. Buzz is amazing. Buzz is such a great guy. I love working with Buzz. I love being Buzz's friend.
An angel.
Sweet angel.
I've never been inside there. What's the space like?
There's a pretty nice lobby. There's a skylight. And
gotta love skylights.
There's a live room that's got lots of cool decor. There's a yellow submarine on the wall.
It's very cool. You need to get in there.
A yellow submarine on the wall?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to see the yellow submarine, the Beatles yellow submarine.
Yeah, like that one.
Like that one. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Meggie Shays, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's a brand new song, and it's called Hoops. Is this about friendship, independence, or autonomy?
It's all of the above.
Oh, nailed I got it right. Tell us about this song before you play.
Tori, do you have anything you want to say about this song? No? I mean, this is like an especially reflective song, kind of learning to stand on your own two feet, being willing to, you know, not everyone's going to like you along the way. People may come and go, but you always have yourself. You always have yourself and your own back, and that's really important. But it's also beautiful when people come in your life that you do have longstanding friendships with. So it's celebrating that a little bit, too.
Is this going to be out soon? You going to release this song?
This song is not going to be out on the next album, so it'll have to wait for a while. Yeah.
A little special right here on Max Inc. Radio. This is live from the Mad City. We are with Meggie Shays. The song is called Hoops.
Start over again. Inside I get angry, and I need to detain me. You see, the world has let me down, and I have the scars to prove it. So can I be one of your servants now? I don't care if you don't understand me. You don't have to anymore, anymore, anymore. You don't come out to my show, and I don't know anyone, anyone, anyone anymore. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if you don't like me. It's not my hat, but it looks good on you.
Live from the Mad City, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
You crack me up. She's so funny.
That's great stuff. Earlier today, you were working at Girls Rock Camp. Tell us about your involvement. What do you do with Girls Rock Camp?
I am a band coach slash vocal instructor at Girls Rock Camp. So I help a group of campers write a song in a week, and then at the end of the week we go to a venue and there's a big show and everyone gets to perform their song. We also go to Paradigm Studios and record everything too, so it's a whole thing.
What's the average age of the campers that you're coaching?
There's like kind of a range of middle schoolers up through high school.
I have a couple young friends who have partaken, and it's amazing. It's so fun to go to the show.
Well, what do you think the girls get from participating in Girls Rock Camp?
So much. I mean, they obviously just like have so much fun, really. It's kind of the main thing. And they get to learn how to play music and work together as a team. And yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what they can do.
How did you get started with that?
Well, I had heard about Girls Rock Camp through the grapevine somewhere along the way.
Were you ever a camper?
I was never a camper, no.
Okay.
So.
Well, what is the moment that has moved you as a volunteer with Girls Rock Camp? Like, you know, what's really personally affected you?
I feel like the songwriting and just, like, how confident the campers are, like knowing the words and knowing the songs and just getting up there and rocking the house. It's just like they just have so much energy and life in them, and I just think that's just so cool. It's just like a very pure thing.
Do you think that confidence builds over the week?
Yeah.
You know, because it's they're people who haven't played before, and now they're getting up on stage.
Yeah, a lot of them haven't played instruments before at all.
Wow. That's, you know,
It's really
that's
cool.
A pretty scary thing when you're young and you're going to get up on stage and you haven't played a musical instrument in a while. So
yeah,
that's great that builds so much self-confidence. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Maggie Shays, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Caroline. And don't tell me this is a Neil Young song.
Neil Diamond?
A Neil Diamond song.
Is there a Neil Diamond song called Caroline?
Sweet Caroline, right?
Sweet Caroline.
This song is unreleased. Tell us about this song before you play.
This is kind of a queer anthem about maybe a fictitious wife that I did not marry at Audio for the Arts.
A fictitious wife that you did not marry. Oh, we'll chew on that one. This is Maggie Shays. She is live from the Mad City. This is Caroline, Max Inc. Radio. Maggie Shays. That is Caroline.
Yeah, that song was so good.
That was
so
like hauntingly
good.
Beautiful.
So good.
Well, Jane likes that song.
Me and Jane kept making eye contact like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Wow, we are live here from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio with Maggie Shays. We'll be up just after the break.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Got a new puppy? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that it's nothing but perfect.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we are back for part two of Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe.
We have
Maggie Shays in the studio tonight.
Hello!
Performing along with Tori Neal.
Woohoo!
And Maggie, yeah. I want to know.
What do you want to know?
Smoothies and reverb. How are they related?
Well, you got a bunch of ingredients,
yeah.
And you put them together,
uh-huh.
And you do that with a blender,
right?
IRL, in real life.
Okay.
Musical, we do that with a little thing called reverb.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tori's shaking her head at me. it's an inside joke between me and Tori, I guess, because we would practice together, and then we got into a deep talk about reverb and how we like it on our voices and how it just like makes things so smooth and everything gel together.
Right.
So we were thinking of it like it's like a smoothie, or like takes the different things and like blends them all.
I see.
Yeah.
An inside joke.
Do you care to comment, Tori?
Oh, here comes Tori. We're going to hear.
I don't remember that conversation. I just remember the smoothie part. But, like, yeah, that makes sense.
I remember, like, mangoes. I remember, you know, fruit. What was the stuff on reverb? Oh, nobody knows. All right. Shays, M. Shays is a band, and recently you've played the MAMA Award ceremony at the Atwood Music Hall. Tell us about your live band.
My live band.
Who do you play out with when you're live?
Yeah, we have Kenneth P. on drums. Okay. Kenneth is awesome at drums.
Does he play in any other bands? Give the drummer some?
I'm not sure at the moment what else he's doing. Okay. I think he's in a country band.
Oh.
But I haven't seen him. They're called like Hot Something, Hot Dish, right, Tori? Yeah.
Hot Dish?
Something like that.
Hot Dish. All right. Who else in your band?
Yeah, Educational Davis, a.k.a. Nick Murphy.
Oh, yeah. He's Flavor of the Kills, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Danny Brown's just starting to do bass. Before we had Grant Blachka, who's the bassist of the Earthlings.
Okay.
So kind of there's another connection.
Another connection because your brother's playing. That's their band, right? The Earthlings?
Yep.
Okay.
Who else we have? Well, Tori's singing backup.
Wow, that's a big band.
Yeah.
I was playing at the Atwood Music Hall for the Mamas.
It was really fun. Yeah, that was our biggest band yet. And it was there was some dramatic things that happened on stage. It was an experience for sure. Hopefully we can come back and do that bigger and better.
Yeah. But
it was really fun.
Well, that's a really nice stage too.
Yeah.
And I love their facility downstairs, the whole green room and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a game of Clue.
it's really like a theater. It took about 30 or 40 seconds to get from the front of the stage all the way underneath, snake around, and get to the stage. Right. Oh, boy, they better have that checked.
I love it, though.
Well, let's get back to some live music from the Mad City with Maggie Shays, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Break Me. It's another brand-new song. Can this song be about the divine power of love?
How can it be about it?
Yeah.
I mean, it just is.
It just is. Tell us about this song.
This song is, it's about strength and darkness and sort of going through the valleys and finding that love can bring you through that stuff.
And that must be the peaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess depends on who you ask.
Well, let's hear it. Break Me. This is Maggie Shays live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
distance. Bring me and I will go. Break me and I will leave you with the taste of nothingness. The only thing I get is nothingness. They dissolve, and I keep coming back to tell you, please don't know why. I'm hanging on your words, but your words don't come. Like waiting on a pair of wings to fly. Hanging on your love, but your love won't come. Staring at the sky when the sun collides. Hanging on your words, but your words don't come. Like waiting on the wings of a
yeah.
Shays, break me. You are listening to live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe.
I feel like Bohemian Rhapsody walked so they could run. Like, forget it on the radio. 7 minutes. Let's go. It was so good. I was in it.
Wow. That was incredible. There's an M. Shays show coming up at the Gamma Ray Bar on August 1st, and it's an early show. I believe those start at 5:30. Tell us about your upcoming show at the Gamma Ray. Is it going to be full band?
It's going to be full band, yeah. We're going to be back in action with our new bass player, and there's a couple other bands that are going to be playing with us, too.
Oh, who's playing?
I'm a little hesitant to say because it's not 100% confirmed, but I can go ahead
and
say
circle back.
Okay. Or I could false advertise and just apologize if it doesn't work out. But, yeah, we're going to be playing with Big Slide and Marigold Hotel is the plan.
Oh, nice.
Woo-hoo. So, yeah. I'll be on the ground reporting.
Thanks.
Are any of the songs that we've been listening to tonight, are they going to end up on a future album?
Yeah, that last one, Break Me, it will probably be our single because if, you know, if Queen could do a 7-long single, then we sure are going to do it.
Wow.
Preach it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. In April 2025, you released your 5th album. Is that the 5th album, Fairy Tale?
5th?
I was counting them.
Oh, really?
And that sounded like it was the 5th. Tell us about the process of making this album, Fairy Tale.
Yeah, it's true. There's probably have been 5. The M. Shays is like the new iteration of the Maggie Shays universe, so we're counting it as our first album.
Oh, I see. Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, and we're gonna rethink like the title of the album too. So
okay, may change from Fairy Tale.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us about this album then.
It's been many years in the works, and I've had a hand in recording it and engineering it as well. So it's been a really fun process. My friend Josh Alley, who has a recording studio in Mount Horeb, has helped a lot. We've been friends for a really long time, so just want to kind of give him a shout out. He's mixing it, but we've done a lot at Audio for the Arts too.
The piano was recorded at Audio for the Arts. Do they have a real piano there?
They have a really nice grand piano there.
Wow. Oh, that must be fun to play.
Yeah. And Kenneth, he records his drum parts, and then I got Grant to come in one day and Nick to come in. So we've just kind of pieced it all together over the years.
What is the Fairy Tale story? And why would you change it from Fairy Tale?
Why would we change it?
Well, what is Fairy Tale first?
Fairy Tale is a song that will be on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, Fairy Tale is a kind of a fun song for me, about as fun as I get musically. It's kind of about healing your inner child, so I thought it was kind of a nice idea to begin with in some way. But I feel like we just want the title to maybe reflect, maybe have an overarching idea that kind of speaks to everything as a whole.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Maggie Shays, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Fairy Tale. Let's go ahead and hear it.
All right, thanks.
Swallowtail to yesterday's tomorrow. Day god dancers waiting forever, ever, 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 ever in the paintings. Do, 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 do.
sparkling night, I'm flying over the moon. Everything's bathing in blue. I can't stop dreaming of you. And it's not.
Maggie Shays, live here from the Mad City Fairy Tale. Maggie, thank you so much for taking the time to come out and play for us tonight. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
And what's out there? What's released right now? And where can we find you online?
Ah, yes. We have two singles released under M. Shays. That's M space S-H-A-Y-S. You can find the songs Bleed and Middle of Nowhere pretty much anywhere.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Well, you know what? We have only a couple more minutes. We'll just fade you out. Why don't you just play Bleed for us right now? Let's get a little taste.
Okay.
This is Maggie Shays. You're listening to Live from the Mad City. Rob Roberts is up next with After Hours. I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe. Good night.
Good night.
but he never wanted to get close. So I had to leave my book open, and you never put your hands in the garden. So I grew a bed of weeds inside my head.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In northern Idaho, firefighters responding to a wildfire when suddenly, gunshots. Now a standoff is underway with the gunman as the encroaching blaze grows. Kootenai Sheriff Robert Norris.
We are prepared to neutralize this suspect who is currently actively shooting at public safety personnel.
Idaho's governor calls this a, quote, heinous direct assault on our brave firefighters. The FBI is assisting. Debate underway right now in the Senate on President Trump's mega bill of tax and spending priorities. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke. He's not a fan.
Republicans are about to pass the single most expensive bill in U.S. history to give tax breaks to billionaires while taking away Medicaid, SNAP benefits, and good-paying jobs for millions of people.
At the start of the holiday travel week, more than 380 flights canceled or delayed today as repercussions continue from Friday's severe weather. This is ABC News.